Happy Thursday, April 16th. You made it back to KoiCast, which is honestly impressive because the robots are getting more ambitious by the hour. I'm Hunter.
And I'm Riley. Also, it is somehow both Eggs Benedict Day and Wear Pajamas to Work Day, which feels like a very specific startup founder mood.
Yeah, that is a strong camera off, strategy on combo. Also, quick heads up, this episode was assembled by a chaotic little orchestra of AI tools, voices, writing, workflow, the whole machine band. If a sentence moonwalks unexpectedly, we left the weird in on purpose.
We let the glitch have a speaking role. Very inclusive. Anyway, Hunt, today's kind of stacked. Anthropic's current top Claude line is past Opus 4.7 now, Google came through with Gemini 3.1 Flash TTS, and OpenAI has this restricted GPT 5.4 cyber thing happening behind what feels like a very expensive velvet rope.
Yeah, and if you work in marketing, media, creative ops, or honestly any team trying to automate without detonating your process, this is a real signal week. The headline is not just models got better, it's that the tools are getting more shaped around actual jobs. Mike.
Thank you. Because I'm a little tired of the whole, look, it solved a puzzle and wrote a sonnet about Kubernetes era. Cute. But can it help me turn a messy brief into a usable deck, then into voiceover, then into reviewable content without acting haunted?
That's the right question, and Claude's newer Opus line does feel like a step toward that. The chatter is all about longer running work, better instruction following, stronger vision, and more explicit controls around how much reasoning effort the model spends on a task. Which, I know, sounds very enterprise dad.
It really does. It sounds like AI and loafers. But I actually think that stuff matters. Because the difference between a useful agent and like an expensive intern with elite posture is whether it can stay on task when the job gets messy.
Exactly. The line for me is not whether the model can do one clever action. It's whether it can hold intent across a chain of work. Can it read the doc, inspect the deck, compare the screenshots, notice the contradiction, ask a smart clarifying question, and not freestyle a new brand strategy out of nowhere?
Suspicious enthusiasm is the killer. AI loves to be like, good news, I made your slides better, and then your compliance team is on the floor.
Right. Better agents are not the ones that do the most. They are the ones that know when to stop, when to escalate, and when to say, hey, this asset conflicts with the source material. If Opus is getting more reliable on that front, that's big.
Although I'm going to push you a little. Better model, yes, but if your workflow is trash, your fancy model just automates the trash faster. Like if your brief is vague, your approvals are weird, and your brand voice lives inside one overworked person's brain, Claude is not your savior.
Completely fair. The model is not the operating system, the workflow is. This is where those controls do help, though. On current Claude models, Anthropic exposes reasoning controls, but the exact control can vary by version. That's not just dashboard glitter. It gives teams a way to define where the model should think hard and where it should move fast.
Unless people use it like a luxury bonfire. Set everything to X high, let's see what happens. Congrats, you invented premium confusion.
Yeah, there is definitely a version of responsible adoption where you are just burning money with better labels. But the mature way to use something like that is to map effort to task value. Light work for formatting, deeper work for synthesis, human review for judgment calls. That's the grown-up move.
So basically, stop asking the model to feel important and start asking it to be useful.
That should be on a poster.
I'd buy it. But let's talk about the vision upgrades, because that part is sneaky important. Better handling of decks, docs, interfaces, and image-based materials, that's way more relevant than another benchmark flex. For creative ops, this is where the model starts acting less like a remix goblin and more like a coordinator.
Totally. If a model can reliably inspect a landing page comp, compare it to brand guidelines, read a deck, pull mismatches, and draft revision notes, that saves real time. Not glamorous time. Real time. The kind of time teams lose in review loops and Slack archaeology.
Ugh, Slack archaeology. The lost civilization of Final V7 for real this time.
Exactly. And that matters because creative teams don't need AI to replace taste. They need AI to reduce the admin fog around taste. That's the opportunity with a model like Opus.
Okay, now the audio side. Gemini 3.1 Flash TTS is maybe the most immediately practical launch in this whole batch. Scene direction style prompting, expressive voice control, multi-speaker support, and it's already being used inside Google Vids. That is insanely usable.
It is. This is one of those releases where marketers should pay attention immediately, because it changes the economics of narration, explainers, internal training, product videos, localization, all of it. The shift is from generate me a voice to direct this performance inside my production workflow.
Yes. And that's a big difference. We're moving from robotic audiobook energy to something more like lightweight audio direction. Not perfect, not replacing top-tier voice talent across the board, but very good for a huge amount of business content.
And there's the catch. Good enough audio is about to flood the zone. So the real differentiator won't be polish alone, it'll be whether you had something worth saying and whether the voice actually matched the moment.
Thank you. Because polished empty content is already a pandemic. We do not need podcasts that sound emotionally calibrated and spiritually vacant.
That should also be on a poster.
I'm on fire today. But seriously, agencies and in-house teams should be rethinking where humans are most valuable in audio production. Less time on basic turnaround, more time on scripting, story beats, brand nuance, performance choices, audience fit. The machine makes the first 10 versions cheap. Humans decide which version should exist.
That's the co-creation sweet spot. Also, for teams building content pipelines, this gets interesting fast. You can imagine a workflow where one approved script branches into multiple voice styles, multiple regions, multiple speaker reads, and then routes into review automatically.
Which is great. Unless nobody sets guardrails and then your brand mascot suddenly sounds like a breakup text.
Very possible.
Also, little side quest, the industry is so weird right now. Alibaba has this Happy Oyster open world model in early access where you can build and interact with live three-dimensional environments from prompts, which sounds fun and slightly dangerous for anyone who already loses time in sandbox games. The AI sector is either becoming infrastructure or a fever dream.
Both. The answer is both. And apparently OpenAI's GPT 5.4 cyber rollout is now reaching thousands of verified defenders and hundreds of teams, which is a much less blinky story than a floating avatar, but still a pretty strong sign that specialized models are becoming the norm.
It really is. We left Clippy, learned nothing, and came back with more compute.
That brings us to GPT 5.4 cyber, which feels different from the other two because it's not trying to be your general creative companion. It's specialized, gated, and aimed at cyber defense. For me, the bigger signal is that Frontier Labs are clearly slicing models by role now.
The weird little cabinet full of models future.
Exactly. And I actually buy that. I do not think most serious organizations will end up with one magic model for everything. They'll have a stack, one for long-form reasoning, one for voice, one for image or video, one for security-sensitive audits, maybe some open models running privately for internal workflows.
Yeah, because the dream of one model to rule them all is very consumer app thinking. Enterprises want fit. They want control, they want predictable behavior. And, sorry, they also want someone to blame when things get weird.
That last part matters more than people admit. Restricted release programs like Trusted Access can build trust in one sense because they show caution. But they also remind everyone that the most powerful tools increasingly arrive with heavy governance, limited access, and a legal team standing nearby.
Which is not exactly punk rock.
No, but it is realistic, especially for cyber. The bigger strategic question for companies is whether they want to rent intelligence from closed systems, build around open ones, or mix both.
And this is where the open source crowd has a point. Transparent, customizable systems are attractive if you care about portability, privacy, and control. We talked about this recently with open models growing up fast, and with OpenClaw and all that local first agent energy.
Yeah, and I still think the right answer for a lot of organizations is hybrid. Open models are great for experimentation, internal tools, private deployment, and workflow ownership. Closed models still often win on convenience, support, and sometimes reliability. Date the model, marry the workflow.
There it is. Also, if you're pro AI, moving fast, flirting with open source, but trying not to automate yourself into a full circus, ask better questions. Not what's the smartest model. Ask where does judgment live, what can run without supervision, what needs approval, and what breaks if this gets confidently wrong.
Yes. And I'd add, where do you need auditability, where do you need privacy, and where is the real bottleneck in the workflow? Because if you automate the wrong part, you just create faster chaos.
Faster chaos is the unofficial slogan of this era.
It really is. Also, quick note, this doesn't look like a second CoeCast episode today based on what we found, so this is the main drop for Thursday, nice and fresh. Pajamas optional.
Eggs Benedict encouraged, though.
Always. All right, that's the show. Thanks for hanging with us on CoeCast.
If you want more AI news, workflow ideas, and all the updates that actually matter, check out coe.com/resources.
And subscribe so you don't miss the next episode.
Go celebrate Wear Pajamas to Work Day responsibly, maybe with a side of Eggs Benedict, and maybe do not give your autonomous agent full desktop access while you're in slippers.
Solid advice. Catch you next time.
Later.